When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School on this Tuesday, 1040 O Street. We're talking GMs in college. Obviously, everybody's with the college football. It seems like changing every week, literally every week. I think we first saw, at least around here, Mike Riley had a GM. And then obviously everybody else, I think Scott Frost had one. And then obviously, you know, with Coach Rhule, Sean Patton, with their NFL experience, it was just a no-brainer, right? And so if you haven't heard, the GM at the University of Alabama was getting courted, let's say, by USC. And in order for to get him to stay, I think he got a raise of a 3-year deal at $850,000 a year, right?
ESPN saying $825,000.
$825,000.
Still, that okay. Quibbles.
Yeah, $825,000. Cost of living in Bama is significantly cheaper than LA or whatever. But the bigger part of the story is the role of GM, or somewhat like you could call it, you know, football offer, whatever you want to call it, but you're the GM. You do essentially a little bit in a lot of everything. And, you know, you look at the salary cap, I'm assuming you look at NIL, you look at talent evaluation, roster management. As far as numbers, it's going to be even more important if you have to go down to 105, or if you're able to have a bigger number during training camp, then you got to cut down to 105. You got to help and decide who goes on the travel roster, which I'm assuming is still going to be anywhere, depending on the conference. Was it 75 to 80?
Should be still 70, right?
70, yeah, 70. So, you know, those roles, you know, obviously, you know, under Mike Riley, has grown and it's becoming even more important. I think it's a snapshot into when a university is, and just look at college, is hiring a coach. It's just not the coach. It's like, okay, who is your GM? Because what you want to do is have somebody that can, at least in my opinion, be a really good GM that can allow the coach do what he has to do best. And that's be a leader of the team and essentially the university. But then also now as a coach, you have to be the closer in recruiting. And then also you're going to probably have to help in some form or fashion with NIL as well.
I think it's funny that we settled on the term general manager in college because the GM is underneath the coach. You think of in a pro context, it's not the coach bringing the GM, it's the GM bringing the coach.
Right.
And there's just so much confusion about what that role is. It's still relatively new. I mean, even in the last decade, like you're saying,
yeah.
You have general manager, you have chief of staff, you have director of football ops, you have director of player personnel. So many titles, so many jobs, so many things to do. Some of these titles, I mean, obviously like Courtney Morgan, the guy at Alabama, yeah, did a great job for Washington. There's just so many titles. I don't know if anyone actually knows what these people do consistently.
Well, I think with Courtney, what people don't understand is he had his own sports-related business that he built up on his own, recruiting and stuff like that. So he had a leg up. So he has a ground-level experience. And then I think when you're the general manager, you oversee, you know, all those positions that you spoke about. And if you look at the pros, you have a general manager, and then you have a director of pro scouting, or director of college scouting. Then you have the director of like regional scouting in college, so forth and so on. And then you have, you know, salary cap guys, your assistant salary cap, you know, people, and that's the way it goes.
Austin out here just calling people out. We don't know what the jobs are. We don't know the job titles are. I guess I have an understanding that in order to make money, you have to spend money. Most GMs for Power Five, top 75 programs in the country, the GM position would be anywhere between half a million and a million. Just off the cuff. That's a lot of money every year.
Yeah, but it's not really, though, when you think of like what they're having to do now. It's not. It's just on par with what you like. Yeah, I always look at it like this. Like, they're not going to pay you something that they can't afford. So it's a lot of money, but it's not like they're sitting around just twiddling their thumbs. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it that probably we don't even know being a GM. You got to know all the rules. You got to know the regulations. You got to be able to forecast what your salary cap is going to be. You got to forecast. You probably got to look at TV contracts, what's coming in. I'm sure you're.
Well,
just,
that's the athletic director and the athletic department.
And right, the regency but, and the but, advisory but if you're a GM and you're a GM and you're gonna get you're going if your NIL money is coming in, yeah, that's the athletic director's job, but he's not the GM of the football team. He's the athletic director.
But
of the
you have
athletic.
A director. You have a president. You have a director of operations. You have. There's other spots. Listen, get your money. Like, get your money.
Yeah, I mean, it's a more prevalent position now, and it's going to be even more prevalent. And,
it's even spread to college basketball.
Right.
Like, most of the top programs in college basketball picked up on what football was doing.
Right. It's a
They're spending $800,000 just for that job, which means that you have $800,000 that you could use to better your football program. And for $800,000 a year, that's a pretty sizable amount of money, no matter who you are, right? Because that's what you're literally trying to reach. You're trying to raise $22 million. And you have alliances in place, right? You have coalitions in play. You have connections and partnerships in play.
Yeah.
It's
all the money's not going to go to the kids. That's just not – this. Just it. There's two different things. This is a job that you're building a football team, and the players are – byproduct of that. The way college football is, it's not even college football anymore. This is pro football. This is all it is. Let's call it what it is. This is pro football. It's just they're just slowly getting to it, and eventually they'll probably call it college pro football, minor league, whatever you want to call it. NFL is entertainment. So this is pro football. You got a GM. Now the only difference is the GM isn't over the head coach. Now, you know, the boss of the head coach is assuming it's just the athletic director and everybody else, but it's definitely professional football, and it's definitely going to be a more prevalent role as it goes along. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have a GM that finds a little bit different way to build a program, and that dude's going to get paid, and then everybody else is going to get paid off of that. It's the way it goes.
I don't begrudge anyone their money, right? Because some people are going to think that having, a person on staff to take stuff off of a head coach's plate is going to be worth that amount. Other people won't.
I just think it's the evolution of it. It doesn't have to make sense to me because I'm not in it.
I'm not fighting for, okay.
I've been a professional GM for teams. And so I understand the structure and the base level response for it. Like, I've been a CBA GM. I've been an Arena Football League GM. I understand it. But what you're telling me at the college level, that now Alabama's doing it, so everybody's going to do it.
All right.
You're going to set aside an amount of money to have somebody in play to do this, to run business at a professional level.
Because it's professional football. It's no longer college.
We're still talking about professional business.
And that's what you need a GM to do.
That the business, and if you're going to run it like a business, if you're running the athletic department like a business and you're running the football program like a business, this is the move, and everybody will be held accountable accordingly. Because as a professional, you have to be successful.
Right.
You actually have to be productive and efficient, and you can't just waste money, and you can't just throw money away, and you can't just write off millions of dollars a year.
Right. But on the flip side of that, this is where people don't understand. If they're held accountable and is a professional, so are the players.
Well, the players are being held accountable when you become
an employee and you decide that you don't want to practice or you don't play good, you're out of here.
100% do that.
Right.
But
the players are not ready for that. Everybody's talking about we're going to hold somebody accountable or not. Wins and losses is going to, that's just naturally going to happen. So it's like, if you don't win, if you don't do anything at a job, generally at that type of job, you're going to get fired. But what nobody's ever won't approach, because it's like, let's tiptoe around the subject. These players are so quick. You want to be employees? Well, guess you're going to play it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at
You get $1 million signing bonus, you decided not to play in the bowl game, some of that money's coming back. You don't practice, you have a day that like, oh, I don't feel like practicing, or say I don't want to go to meetings because say like I'm only splitting time, that money's coming back. It's a whole different ball game that people aren't ready to
but
approach.
But the point that you're literally making for me is that a different level of accountability for everybody.
No, it's all the same accountable.
Right.
You're talking about
about
wasting money.
I'm agreeing with you, Jay Foreman. You're not listening. I'm agreeing with you. It's the same accountability at all levels of football for universities, especially Power Five.
Yeah.
But for the professionals, for the paid professional administrators, executives, coaches, players.
Yeah.
For everybody involved, it is and a level of accountability now is going to be palpable.
And yeah, when they
just
become
like
employees.
Just like the history of college athletics is not one of holding people accountable. That's
right,
not the history. Of
right,
it.
But this accountability is going to be like at the school, because if you're not a good player, the NCAA is not going to cut you. The team's going to cut you, or can. So it's different. But yes, you're right. The NCAA has never done it. They've pick and choose. Everything they've done is conditional. They're very in the forefront during March Madness.
To the text line. Listen, the players choosing not to play in a bowl game. You know who allowed that? The coaches. Coaches could have said, we're playing a bowl game. That's what we're doing. Because that was their job and their decision. Too many times, the people in the room had an opportunity to lead and manage, and they didn't. And it's fine that to say, well, I want a finger point. The reality is that a general manager in this level for this capacity, everybody now has to be productive and held accountable. You get paid high six figures, almost seven figures, to run the financial side and the business side of a college athletic program, especially at a place like Nebraska. So then you have to hold people accountable. It can't be write off city. It can't be mystery ledger city. It can't be, hey, we're going to write off $37 million in bad decision making. It can't be. It can't be. Because at some point, the fans are going to say, you know what? I'm tired. So be accountable. And if you're not doing the job and you're not successful, you're unemployed. That's what's going to happen. But it hasn't happened. So for everybody involved, from the top to the bottom, whether you're the water boy or the director of the program, now you're in business. And it's not your buddy. It's not your boy. It's not a write-off. It is not a matter of convenience or who I want to get on a chartered plane with. It's about business. And business means you've got to produce.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it.
You got to produce.
It's part of it.
Ain't cherry picking. Yeah. We're not sitting back talking about, you know what? That's just how business is. Yeah. I'm going to hire my boy. I'm going to hire my dude. I'm going to take care of my friend. I'm going to get my golf buddy's nephew on the squad. Nope. You got to win football games for the Nebraska fans in this community. That's what you got to do. Alabama got to do. They got to win. Georgia got to win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, those players are in for an eye-opening experience. they in for something.
They deserve it, right? They deserve to be held accountable.
It's not about being accountable. It's like, I mean, accountable, that's like a word that's just like out there in the middle. Like,
no, it's not. Like, it has a definition,
like accountability, Jay. Like accountability, DP, to you is like if you miss a kick, you're getting cut. That's not going to happen.
I've never said that.
Accountable, what technically could you hold a player accountable for? Besides not showing up, are you
showing up? That's accountable.
Right. Are you putting in the work? Besides the basics.
Are you putting in the
work? Besides the basics. That's getting your key
accountability
card.
Accountability as a boss, as a coach, as a player is being prepared in full for everything that you're being asked to do.
That's the basics, though. I'm talking about what the players are not ready for. The basics is how you get your scholarship. That's like going to high school, going to class. That's just the bare minimum. What they're going to be getting held accountable for is two things. Is performance. They've never been held accountable along with your paycheck. It's totally different area that they are not ready for. They've never had to do it, so they shouldn't be ready for it. So if you don't produce on the field, that money is gone. Gone. Because if you don't show up to practice, then you already kind of eliminate yourself. Now, if you decided not to go in a bowl game, what's going to be part of that money? Because say you're going to be the number one pick or whatever, and that's a choice. You're going to make, what did Caleb Williams get? $35 million?
But Jay, you're not wrong in what you're saying.
Right.
But hey, have paid professionals been held accountable for the terrible record that exists currently at the University of Nebraska and has? Have they been held? Did they get money back for missing meetings and not recruiting and not getting players prepared and not having codes in place and not having boundaries in place? Have they given back money? Have they shown up and said, listen, accountability is across the board. It's consistent and constant. That's the part that you're missing. I'm not talking about basic level stuff. I'm talking about being consistent about what your message is, what your standard is, and if it's good for me, it's good for thee. That's how simple. That's what accountability is. I'm not writing anybody off, and I'm certainly not holding them to a higher standard than I hold myself.
Right, but what somebody's done in the past or how they got away with this is a whole different age. I'm talking about them as employees.
I'm talking about them as employees too.
As the players. The players as employees.
I agree with you that the way
that you can dance around as an employee and the way they've been able to kind of have a free-for-all with a lot of money, which is rightful so, take advantage of it, but you got to start making a decision. They got to be adults.
I agree with you that players are going to have a new existence and new reality.
It's
going to
affect them a lot more than the adults, because adults, they've been doing this thing longer, though.
Okay with that. I'm looking at a GM walking in the door, and with a high standard of pay and a high notoriety, you're not anonymous anymore. We're not talking about some mystery booster who's writing checks from 500 miles away and isn't accountable. You're talking about somebody whose name and resume and reputation will be known and judged.
Right.
And you have to, there'll be a record that exists with your work. And if it doesn't show up in full, that not only are the players accountable.
Oh, they'll get clipped.
But
the player accountability is like being in like Mars and we're on Earth. When you've never been an employee, we're talking about an 18-year-old kid never being an employee. The oldest kid on the team, if you didn't have the COVID years, be like 22, 23 years old. So if you don't perform, this is the first time if they do not perform, you will no longer not play. You no longer are going to get paid. And you will no longer reside in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And good for the coaches being able to work that way.
Right, period. but it's not the coaches. It's when you become an employee. It's what this is the state that they're in. It's not this is not the coaches making decisions.
How else do you learn as a teenager how contracts and being a professional works? You have to figure, look, the first time you went into Buffalo, you didn't know what to expect. You had to work at a different standard.
I know what to expect. I seen some dudes that weren't ready.
And guess what happened? They didn't stay there long, did they? So good for them, right? To learn that they weren't good enough. The process wasn't good enough. Their accountability level wasn't high enough. And they had to get better. That's all that all of this conversation is about for me, is that people get better. Like, you're bringing in another person. You're going to spend $1 million in this vacuum. And there has to be some return for that $1 million. There has to be some investment for that $1 million, because we are talking business, aren't we? It's not a gift. You're not being brought in to hang out. You're brought in to do a job. Well, then there's for high risk, high reward, there's high risk and high responsibility.
I like it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Top of the, where we at? 5 o'clock hour. We'll dive into some NFL stuff.
Man, y'all better leave Steve Sipple alone on the text line. Steve Sipple ain't do nothing to y'all.
Yeah, he did. He make everybody mad. Sipple make everybody
leave
mad.
Leave that man alone.
It's old school. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.